This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. If you get a chance, we'll get into central bank digital currencies and the most surveilled cities in the world. The phones are open, and you guys have been participating tonight, which, of course, I always enjoy. It is an open phone show, and the number is 603-283-6160. We're here live on Saturday, 603-283-6160. You can join us and bring up anything you want tonight. It's Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And I mentioned we're live on Saturday. We're also live Sundays and every single day of the week. 7 nights a week. We're here from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can always grab us online anytime via our archives, our daily digest, the video channel that we have on Odyssey, so many different listening options. You can go to freetalklive.com to find many of those. We had Crichton on the line. He had called in, I think, for a different reason, but you were inspired by some of the discussion we've been having with previous callers about people standing up for their rights and refusing to speak with the police. You said, and rather than just refusing to speak, to come back with a standard kind of response of, I don't answer questions, because of the Supreme Court decision that basically said you can't just remain silent anymore. You have to assert that you're going to remain silent.
Right.
So saying I don't answer questions is, in my opinion, the best way to assert that and yet do not give them anything that they can use to put you in a jail cell. Crichton, you said that wouldn't work for you because of some sort of a security clearance situation. You were just beginning to explain that to us.
Yes, I'm not saying that it wouldn't work. I'm saying that it's dangerous.
Why?
Because I have in my career gotten many jobs because of my security clearance. And it doesn't necessarily mean that I end up in a job that requires a security clearance. But if I were in a job that required a security clearance and I were arrested, my security clearance would be suspended immediately.
Okay, but what makes you think that you would be arrested for standing up for your rights and not talking to the cops? Because generally, the more you talk to the cops, the more likely you are to get arrested for something.
I'm just saying that it depends on the situation. If they decide to arrest you anyway because they don't really understand what's going on, then the result is still the same. I could still lose my job. And
sure,
they don't know that, and they don't care. But,
of course they don't, yeah.
Anyone who has a job at a defense contractor, like the one I'm looking at getting a job at in Hooksett, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm,
would be very wary about joining any of the activist events on the possibility that they could be swept up in a mass arrest or anything like that, because that would
be wary about the moral implications of getting a job with a defense contractor.
Yeah, I knew somebody was going to bring that up.
Well, you know, you are helping murder people, so.
I am helping other people effectively destroy other people. I am, and I understand that. But you also got to keep in mind that most of the jobs in a defense contractor are not actually the construction of the weapons themselves.
Well, but if no one works for these people, then they would have a tough time doing anything, wouldn't they?
Well, the truth is that I make $130,000 a year. And if
you are a well-paid assistant murderer.
I mean, evil does tend to pay pretty well.
You do know that 90% of the people who die from these things are innocent bystanders, right? Or at least they were back when they actually, like, kept track of who died from, say, drone bombing, for example.
Okay. Well, the truth is, I really didn't call in to have the moral debate about whether or not I should work for a defense contractor or not.
But yet, here you are.
But I do.
Okay.
The fact is that I do, and I have, pretty much my entire adult life, since the time I left the United States Marine Corps. I've always been tied to it in some fashion or another.
Does that mean you always have to be?
No.
Okay.
But therein lies the rub. I'm literally calling you guys about advice, because this contractor that I'm looking at is in Hooksett, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There are at least three defense contractors in New Hampshire. that I could look at, I'm qualified for. But I'm also qualified for many other things. And I don't know what kind of, mostly in manufacturing and industrial environment.
Okay.
And I don't know what's there. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, if you guys, I'm looking for advice on how I could do that. You guys reasonably say I should get out of this field. And maybe I should, but I don't have a path.
So your expertise is in manufacturing?
My expertise is in manufacturing, yes.
Okay.
And you have experience in weapons, obviously, or at least some sort of industry. There are, there's at least one weapons manufacturer based here in New Hampshire.
There's more than one, I think, yeah.
But there's one that I specifically know of where, like, I know people who work.
Which one are you thinking of?
The gun manufacturer.
Oh, Six Hour?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's another one here, too.
Yeah, I feel like there's a second one as well. I don't know which one that is.
My experience is not in the manufacturing of the weapons, mm-hmm. but my security clearance is still valuable.
Okay.
Well, as far as...
I literally cannot tell you the difference.
Well, as far as finding a path, I mean, like, so you do everything that you're used to doing, except you make sure that it's not with a defense contractor. Like, there are plenty of other companies that will value your experience with manufacturing that are not building weapons of war.
I mean, even working for a gun manufacturer, you know they've probably got deals with police departments around
That's
the country.
True.
So there's no way to totally, like, you know, get the blood off your hands. But the less blood that you can have on your hands, the better. I know that in Keene, there's a place called Samson Manufacturing that does gun accessories. So there's a bunch of manufacturers around here. What I would do is I would head up there to, you know, head to the job sites, the Indeed and Monster and all these places, and look around for the industry that you're looking for. I mean, right now, there's no better time than right now that I've ever seen to find
a
work.
Job, yeah.
And this is temporary, I assure you.
Yeah, these guys are desperate, like, for help. Every, like, one of these manufacturers has signs out front of their building, like, we'll hire you if you can fog a mirror. Please come work for us. If you're experienced, we'll pay you well, that kind of thing.
And this is a temporary circumstance. So, like, if you look at the way that that economics work and the way that economic changes move through a society, like, the first thing that gets hit are valuables, you know, both in land and in stocks. Now, eventually that gets down to products, and eventually after which is, you know, everyone's concerned about the inflation, like, that's where the money has hit the products, and then after that, it hits the job market, so people start demanding higher and higher wages, and that makes them start looking, okay, well, which jobs do we absolutely need people for? And we haven't really hit that point yet. Like, right now, we're still basically in peak job availability, so, like, now's the time to do it.
I'm wondering if the caller could apply his experience to, like, I don't know, something shipyard wise, right? Because, you know, we have ports here in New Hampshire.
That was literally one of my case. Yeah, that was what I was looking at.
Okay.
Granite manufacturing.
Okay.
Yeah, I would also try, if you're still on Facebook, as I understand it, the Free State Project at one time had a very busy jobs board, Free State Project something or other jobs. Sorry, I don't remember the name of it. There's also, the Free State Project has a Discord server, and there's a lot of people that are active there, and they might be able to point you in one direction or another. So, the best thing you can do is kind of get plugged in as much as you can from afar, and then when you can come up and visit, you know, maybe make the rounds, put in applications, or better yet, set that up in advance and then come up for an interview at whatever places you can find. And, you know, if you put it out there that that's what you're looking for to the universe, I think doors are going to open up for you, Crichton. At least that's been the experience that a lot of people have. Anything else you want to share?
No, thank you, guys.
All right, man, good luck. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Man.
And, hey, yeah, we were a little bit harsh on you, but you're likely going to come across some of that, too. So, I don't know how I would handle that information. I think I would keep it close to my chest.
The reality of it.
Yeah, I think I would keep it close to my chest while I was, you know, getting out here and meeting people about exactly what you currently do. Because there are some Free Stater cops right? Like, there are some of those people here, and I don't know how public they are about that that aspect of what they do. And then the argument would be that, well, we'd rather have free staters in those positions than total control freaks. So that would be the argument for those people doing those things. Thank you, Crichton, for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it.
The argument against being that if they didn't have you, then it would be that much more expensive and harder to find.
That is true as well. It's an interesting discussion, and you can join us. 603-283-6160. Got plenty more Free Talk Live on the way, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind this live Saturday edition.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show, and you can join us on the radio. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up in less than a week, you can join our very own Mark Edge in the beautiful city of Prague for an upcoming conference, the second annual Free Cities Foundation conference called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It kicks off this Friday. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, and you're going to be in Prague that weekend, you probably should go and grab them with the code FTL20. That'll get you 20% off when you go to lifetimeliberty.com to get your tickets. The event's theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. They're going to explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. And again, Mark Edge, our co-host, is going to be speaking at this conference in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. Again, the tickets are at lifetimeliberty.com with code FTL20 to save 20%.
I thought the thing expired, the early bird thing.
Early bird discount expired on October 3rd, but that would have been a discount upon which you would then have saved 20%.
So the FTL, thank you.
You can no longer get the early bird discount, right, but you can still, as I understand it, you can still save 20%
it's
off
a pretty big discount.
The regular ticket price at this point. So let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Ridley, Dave Ridley is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Ridley.
Yeah, with regard to what you were talking to about the security clearances, it's a good opportunity to remind people a little bit about what happened to Greg Serby.
To who?
Greg Serby, a free stater. In 2010, he took me aside from a meeting I was at and reported to me secretly that the FBI was interrogating him because he had a security clearance. He was a free stater, but he had a security clearance. They used the security clearance to force him to answer questions. They had
what?
Three FBI agents.
Does having a security clearance mean you're obligated to answer police questions?
Yeah, pressure is probably a better word than force.
Okay.
They would have taken his security clearance. They threatened to take a security clearance away and cost him his job if he didn't answer their questions. Does that make sense?
Okay.
According to Greg.
Mm.
And he told me to keep that a secret until unless something happened to him. And, of course, he died last year. So that's why I publicized.
Didn't they find him in a ditch? Like, he didn't just die. He didn't just have a heart attack or something. Didn't he get thrown in a ditch or something like that, or in a river?
Well, it was suspicious, right? It was a suspicious death. He lived in the Nashua area, mm-hmm, as I understand it, and losing.
And this guy was young, by the way. I just like to clarify,
exactly.
I've met Greg.
Thrown in a ditch is mighty suspicious.
Yeah, I've met Greg on a number of occasions. He used to be at all the Liberty Forums and Porcupine Freedom Festivals. He was for a time, he was a well-seen Free State Project participant, and then he disappeared, and they found him at some point later. There was some time where he was just gone, wasn't there?
Yeah, but again, this is something that happened 10 years after the FBI interrogation.
Right.
I don't think there's a connection. I don't know of one. But he did describe to me what happened, and so they met in a Friendly's restaurant, and there were three agents. One of them watched his mouth the whole time he was talking, or watched his face. Another one looked down and took notes, didn't ever look up, and the other one asked the questions. So each person kind of had their own thing. And of course, my understanding is they don't record these things.
No, they don't. In fact, if you were at the trial for our co-host Nobody back when he was known as Rich Paul, when the FBI apparently set him up to be arrested by local police and then tried to get him to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center, there was, because he refused to wear the wire, they prosecuted him, because it would have dropped his charges had he cooperated with them. They prosecuted him, and that meant they had to actually call the FBI agent on the stand, and he said under oath that it's their policy, FBI agency policy, to not record interviews with suspects, with the people that they're interviewing, and that way it's just the word of the agents on what you said, so there's no actual record.
He told me, and again, it was 10 years past, and so I didn't remember much of what he told me, by the time it came back up, but he did tell me that, like, for instance, they asked him about taxes. He said, are there people in your movement that are refusing to pay taxes? And I remember him saying, he told them, well, I don't like taxes either, right? Is that abnormal? But I just don't remember any other questions that they asked him.
Mm.
I think it was connected. They may have asked him some stuff about the Ed Brown case, and that may have connected him. because he did go to some demonstrations where he protested against what was happening to the Browns during the standoff in Plainfield.
The story here from the WMUR, which is one of the major, really the only television station in New Hampshire, says dated March 15th, he was missing as of February 5th. So Greg was missing for many weeks before his body actually turned up. And so that's a pretty suspicious circumstance. I've never heard anyone say that he was suicidal or was, you know, having any kind of thoughts like that. But then again, I don't
release
the
cause of death.
So I wanted to.
He was found in by a boat ramp, apparently.
I wanted to point out that with the three agents, so what that one that was just looking at his face was probably doing was looking for micro expressions and other signs of evasion or deception.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have the.
Yeah, that sounds.
Yep. So you'll have the person questioning him, you'll have the person, you know, recording the questions and answers, and you'll have the other one saying that's looking to see if he's lying at any point or if there's something that makes him uncomfortable so that they can, put their heads together and go, okay, well, this seemed to be something that made him uncomfortable. We need to go further into that topic.
Ridley, anything else you want to share tonight?
I wish I had more to pass on, but that's what I know.
Yeah, I would love to hear what the people who are close to him actually believe about, you know, how he ended up in this circumstance. Because, again, young man seemed to be relatively pleasant and in good shape, but you never know what's going on in somebody's life.
But let this illustrate for the listeners how dangerous freedom is,
mm-hmm.
particularly from the perception of government.
Yeah.
Right.
Right, they see people who want more freedom for individuals to be dangerous to them.
Sure. Mm-hmm. They've been investigating the Free Staters here since the beginning.
Right. So if you're going to join a bunch of other freedom-loving people in a movement to gather more freedom, there is risk involved.
Mm-hmm. There will be, especially if you become successful.
Yes.
And it also illustrates the danger of being reliant on the government for your living.
Right.
Like, especially if you're reliant on them for your security clearance in order mm-hmm. to make a living. Because, okay, you are officially at that point, in all reasonable ways, a government agent.
Yes.
You are an FBI informant. You are whatever they need to make you at that point. So if you're going to rely on the state when you join a movement that is trying to get free of the state, that does, it puts some real complications into your life.
And what kind of a slave does that make you?
Yeah.
Right? To know that, like, you are afraid of losing your livelihood because of what they might do to you, because your life is so intertwined with them as an organization that they have that power over you. That makes you their slave.
And it lets you know how important the tool of taxation is in terms of control. Because they don't need taxes to keep the government running. They can print money for that.
Thanks.
But they need it to control you.
Ridley, appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReports.com. You can join us here. The phones are open. The number is 603-283-6160.
I want to do a guitar solo. It's all Ridley.
You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, 603-283-6160.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held a news conference Saturday in Punta Gorda to provide an update on Saturday's recovery from Hurricane Ian. The governor announced that he expects the Sanibel Causeway to reopen next week.
We look forward to being able to announce that opening next week, and I know there's a lot of people that are going to want to get back and be able to help.
The hurricane seriously damaged the causeway, which connects Sanibel Island to the Florida mainland. Governor DeSantis also announced that he is seeking federal assistance for fisheries devastated by the storm. Three climate activists appeared in a London courtroom on Saturday on the charges of criminal damage after protests, including throwing soup over Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers painting in the National Gallery. Two women aged 20 and 21 were charged in relation to the soup-throwing contest on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live. You can join the show.
Come on.
You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, Ian. Oh, sorry about that, Peekless. Try that again.
You will not silence me.
Peekless Mountain here.
Free Talk Live, my ass.
Is that your name?
Peekless Mountain here got canceled. Okay. Right in front of me. Sorry, my name's
You
Peter
never think it's going to happen to you. Especially by Ian.
You never know. You never know.
Turns out he was a plant all
you
along.
Evil dictator. You
by know. Google.
Look at him exercising his power over others.
The number is 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Major Payne is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Peekless, they're coming after you with bulldozers and dynamite.
That's how you get killdozers. Do you want killdozers?
Maybe.
Oh, I remember killdozers. That was cool. Oh, good God.
What were you calling about?
You got me good. You got your thoughts, and you got me going so many kind of sideways. All right, as far as Captain handing out the gold bikes at that concert, that was cool. A buddy of mine used to run a company he called Global Silvers Investors.
Mm-hmm.
And he did pretty good for a few years, went through a heinous divorce. But one time he was at a restaurant, and he used to carry around little 10-cent pieces, which is a tenth of an ounce, you know, and quarters and full rounds, which is a full ounce, you know, a troy ounce, 33.3 grams, I think. But anyway, he's at this restaurant, and he tries to pay in silver, like a $20 bill with a full round, which is spot value at that point, $32.
Okay.
So a $12 tip. Big doings, right? So the waitress, she doesn't want to accept it. Well, he says, bring
can't say I'm surprised.
Even the manager didn't want to accept it.
Mm.
So,
can't say I'm surprised there either.
And outnumbered by retards.
That's the current status of, you know, the general population of planet Earth, is that a lot of folks have been so indoctrinated by public schooling, by governments, that they don't understand. People would, that, there was, so we did a thing where some man on the street type video, guy went around with, I don't know what it was, gold or something.
Mark Dice is his name. He had either like a piece of gold and a piece of chocolate, right? And he'd offer them to people
like,
on the
which
street.
One would you rather have? And they're like, oh, the chocolate. Because they had no idea how much that gold was worth.
Now, the other thing is, look, I'm going to play devil's advocate on this one here. In your case, Major Payne, maybe these are people who are probably not decision makers at the business. They didn't feel like they could decide to take something that was unusual in payment, even though they may have realized it was silver. They're not the boss, and so even the manager may not have been able to make a decision because he wasn't the owner. So that
I'd also like to point out that silver simply doesn't have the currency that gold does. I mean,
probably wouldn't have taken an ounce of gold either because, and one of the reasons why Mark Dice may have had a difficult time finding somebody willing to take an ounce of gold on the street, which would have been worth, you know, a couple $1,000 or $1,000-something or whatever at that point, might be because they didn't believe it, right? Like, oh, yeah, sure, you're going to give me an ounce of gold, right? Like, what are the odds? Some guy's just going to walk up and hand you an ounce of gold.
And I'd be way more concerned with, what did you put in that chocolate, mister?
Well, that's a good point. You know, what are the chances that, I mean, chocolate isn't worth jack. The odds that the ounce of gold is real, there's some chance of that.
Like,
so you might as well take it.
Right?
There's not as much. Yeah, you might as well take it.
When I was only 18, I was pumping gas. Mm-hmm. 78. This woman pulls in, and this car was horrible. And it was, you know, ugly. The motor, the oil was beige. But she gave me like $7 to pay for her gas. I couldn't pull the 7 greenbacks out of my pocket quick enough.
Fast enough, right?
The hill.
Yeah.
And if this manager didn't have enough sense to pull a $20 bill out of his pocket and put that piece of silver in it, he's a damn fool. I'll stand by.
I give you what you're saying there. That is absolutely true. And wise people would do that exact thing. And we've seen people do that with crypto, by the way. There used to be a restaurant in Portsmouth that I think they've gone out of business since this happened. But at the time, the restaurant was quote-unquote taking cryptocurrency. But some of the waiters would actually intervene, and they would accept your crypto payment with their own personal wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would go and they would put cash in the till, so you actually weren't...
Smart way to do it.
Right. Yeah. You weren't paying the restaurant. You were actually... The waiter was sort of the middleman in that case. But the restaurant would have accepted it. It's just the waiters valued it more, and they just wanted it for themselves, which is cool.
That's why it's theft. All right. So do you want to hear a couple stories about fun with border guards?
Just one would be good. Go ahead.
All right, well, I don't know if I should tell you the one as a child or the one as an adult, because they're both pretty good.
Now pick one.
I learned a lot as the one from a child.
All right, let's hear it.
And I learned a lot as the one as an adult was just damn funny.
Why don't you call about the – why don't you give us the one as a child, and then you can call later on Beard Talk Live tonight after 10:30 Eastern time, because these boys are going to be doing episode 9,
all right,
I
will regale the captain beardless.
You can be a to be continued on this one, Major.
Those are boys.
I am many things, but beardless is not one of them.
Let's hear the child one
today.
First, since that came first chronologically.
So anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah, this is like 70, 72. I'm 10, 12 years old.
All right.
My old man's got a little two-seater Mercedes sports coupe, right?
Yeah.
Thing that's convertible, pop-topped off, little tiny rumble seat in the back. You could haul a skinny blonde in the back and a fat one in the front, right?
Nice.
So he spends, we're going to go to Canada for a week. He's got one of them suction cup luggage racks to go on the trunk. And he's been meticulously packing this car for a week. So we're heading across the Canada Bridge up there across the UP, and he'd already been hoo-rod by these boys a couple years before tearing his car apart and whatnot, and he was a lawyer. So he gets up to the bridge, and they start giving him this, we got a check for Jim Henry Crime. What do you know what you're carrying? You might have bananas and tarantulas and stuff, right? So he says to these guys, he says, all right, He says, you can do what you got to do, but know this. I'm a lawyer. I spent a week packing this car. And when you tear it apart, you're going to put it back together. And that's going to be the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So they went, mumble, grumble, bitch, great, and pulled a couple things out just to assert their authority. And we were on our way.
And this was the Canadians, just to clarify? Canadian border?
Yeah.
That's still kind of amazing because I've never seen police of any kind slowed down by the very thought of having to put anything back. But I guess that's because I'm not a first-class citizen.
This was also 1972.
Yeah.
But what else?
Yeah.
Was there more to that story, like on the way back?
No, we stopped going to Canada about probably 6 years after that because they wanted to charge us either $100 or $150 just to take an air rifle for plinking in camp.
Oh, wow. You can't do that these days, I bet, at all.
No.
Probably can't take a squirt.
You can't even hardly fart.
So there was no issue with the U.S. security on the way back? It was Canadian security that gave you all the problems?
Yeah, we never got any flack on the way back.
Huh. That's changed, too, by the way.
Really?
It's a lot harder to get back in.
I think once we had to pop the lid of the cooler and show them our fish, but that was about it.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. So to hear part two of Major Payne's Border Patrol stories. Well, he may be a little more inebriated in a couple hours. When the well, you can prompt him, though. When he's probably going to call in, so you can always...
Okay, if I remember.
Yeah. This happens, by the way, 10:30 Eastern Time, Beard Talk Live. It's a thing that's been new in the last couple months.
Yeah.
It's internet only.
Uncensored.
It is. There's no FCC, so you guys get to pretty much say anything you want to.
We have a very distinct way of answering the phone, too, that we've developed.
Yeah, you don't
through
even
years of
calls.
Research.
You don't even screw the phone. Just take the calls.
Really Richie Rich's idea, but, yeah.
So head over to video.freetalklive.com, subscribe to our Odyssey channel, and then you can bookmark watch.freetalklive.com. The watch.freetalklive.com is the actual streaming link. That's where the video will be displayed. Tonight's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be doing some experimental stuff on the air. We're actually going to be on both the Free Talk Live live stream and the LRN.FM streams on audio, and that'll start at 11, so it'll be like a half hour first, just video, and then you'll add in the others a little bit later. So we'll talk more about it at the time. But mark your calendar for 10:30 Eastern Time tonight at watch.freetalklive.com for more Beer Talk Live. We've got plenty of Free Talk Live still to come. Phones are open, and you can join us here at 603-283.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday show continuing here. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian Peekless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass in the studio tonight.
Hey.
Phones are always open. You can bring up anything you want. We'll get to, hopefully, CBDCs, the government central bank digital currency. We'll find out what the latest is with that unfortunate development. But first, we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And by the way, you can always join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we do have our own social media platform that we run on our server. It is a Mastodon-based system. That means it's open source, it's self-hosted, it's federated, so it's connected with other Mastodons all around the world, unless they don't want to connect with us, which is their freedom to do in a federated system, which is pretty cool. And you can sign up over there at social.freetalklive.com. When you join, it will ask you why you want to join, and that is the question we have to ask to keep the robots and the spammers out. So just, you know, put something in there about Free Talk Live, whatever. That way we know that you heard about it here. And so we'll let you in, and then you can you'll have more freedom to speak there than you do on the centrally controlled big tech, big media platforms. Once again, it's social.freetalklive.com. To the phones, and Tom in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Hi, Ian, it's Keith. I'm helping Tom out. He's blind because of a retaliatory assault. He is a whistleblower who's helped tell the truth about a lot of things, and he's helped save not only people's lives, but he's helped people from going to prison. He's helped people from having their kids taken away by the state. And I wanted to let you know about a case, if we can get enlist the help of everybody to go to change.org. I think you can search Ron Nakin, N-A-K-I-N. And that's about the title of that website on change.org is Justice for Innocent Ron Nakin for Baseless Gasoline Arson Charges.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, he was wrongly accused. He was accused by the city fire and police investigators who wrongly accused him of arson, and he was basically charged with 52 counts of attempted homicide. And
wow.
He did not commit the crime, The miracle, though, is that Tom, who I have on the phone with me, happened to be his neighbor and was able to, he's a scientist, and he's able to find basic evidence that what the story of the prosecutors and the police and the fire department was not correct about the evidence.
So are they saying that he set his own house on fire or somebody else's?
It was an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 52 other residents in the apartment complex in Utah.
Okay, what's that? I think Tom's trying to speak there. Tom, what's that?
His own apartment complex.
I see. So what can you reveal about this, Tom, that our listeners ought to know?
Can we first give the website that'll give it a good explanation of it? The easiest website is carpetfire.com.
Okay.
Carpetfire.com. It'll open up to the Meadows Fire, which is the Meadows is the name of the apartment complex in Bountiful, Utah, where Tom is.
All right. So, Tom, what is it that you can share with our audience here that they should know about this situation?
Well, the curiosity was the alleged arsonist, Ron Nakin, was literally a half a mile away from the property when the fire erupted.
Okay.
But because he's a handicapped individual with speech difficulties, expression difficulties, and earlier that day, after going to the gas station and a water well, he spilled gasoline on his clothes from a water container that his idiot brother-in-law had given to him. They said he was the arsonist because he simply smelled of gasoline, dry gasoline, by the way, 2 hours old, and the fact that he couldn't explain himself. And the other thing was that the women in this facility are gossip mongers. They already had hate for this man because he would get after them when they got after his blind or his nearly blind wife. You know, he was simply kind of an irritation with these women in this facility because when he caught them bad-mouthing his wife, you know, how they get together in little confabs in the foyer and the mezzanine, and they talk bad about everybody. You know, if the dog pooped out in the lawn, and since she was visually impaired, she wouldn't always know where the poop was, and so they would complain about the poop on the lawn, right? But anyway, so
busybodies, so apartment complex busybodies who are gossiping about their neighbors.
Exactly, you got it. Mm-hmm. And the police, after they heard these people. In fact, the very first words out of a woman when the police got here was, "Ron's going to jail." Why? She obviously smelled the gasoline on his pants. But, you know, here's the kicker. If you spread a gallon or a half gallon of gas or a cup of gas into a hallway and stairs, and you spill some on yourself, and then you get at the bottom of the stairs and you reach forward with a hand lighter and you light it, it's going to explode and there'll be a 4,000 degree wall of flame coming at you. And if you have any current gasoline on your clothes,
it's going to light up.
It's going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And by the way, when you see this website and the video of the fire, you're going to say, are they joking? That's not gasoline. That's a low molecular weight flammable. Or inflammable, if you want to call it that way, because it's an invisible flame initially till it starts to burn debris. But it looks like a row of candles down a hallway. I'm talking about birthday cake candles. And the people in the facility were able to walk by the fire. If that was a cup of gasoline spread through 40 feet of hallway, nobody would be able to actually feel comfortable in that hallway at all. And you would have known it because of the flash that occurred.
It seems like a really dedicated, like a really informative website. I'm looking at Meadows Fire.
I've been looking at it this entire time since he mentioned the URL, and it's well documented.
Yeah, there's a lot of information here. Anybody that's interested in this should check out the site meadowsfire.com. Apparently this man was convicted. As I see it here, he was fortunately not sentenced to any serious time in prison, if any at all. But you guys are trying. Is he appealing this decision?
Neither I nor he has any money.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that statement, you get all the justice you can pay for.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I know the judge knew, because we've been publishing this story from the beginning for 4.5 years.
Wow.
So the public has been aware. They got this. In fact, Channel 4 TV, Marcos Ortiz graciously put the story on his show about law, and people got to see him, Ron, walking into this hallway trying to put the fire out. What's really interesting, this gentleman was a former military hero.
Hmm.
He was in Kuwait, and he was trained in paramedic skills, trained in public safety. He actually was hired as a security guard, and he was in search and rescue. So when this fire occurred, and he just happened to walk into the building at the very moment the fire alarm sounded, he right away called the 911.
Wow, so he called it in.
Uh-huh.
And I see video on this site which alleges that he knocked on a deaf and blind resident's door and attempted to then extinguish what remained of the hallway fire at that time. So, I mean, this is not really the acts that you would expect from somebody who was trying to torch a building with people living in it, would be to go and...
his own wife and himself.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
This is a classic Richard Newell case where they tried to make the person who actually reported the fire help clear the building, save the residents, get the residents out, and even put out the fire. Then they turn around and charge him for being the arsonist, just like in the Richard Jewell case, the movie.
Wow. Just because they wanted to have somebody to point the finger at, somebody to get the conviction on. These prosecutors, of course, are rewarded for getting a conviction. It doesn't matter whether or not they got the actual right guy or not. Tom and Keith, thanks for calling in. Again, that website, for those that want to look deeply into this, because it's extensive, is meadowsfire.com. You can see the extent of what looks like police corruption, malfeasance of prosecutors, and we barely had a chance to dig into it. You can look as deep as you want there. Thank you again, Tom and Keith, for the call. The number here is 603-283-6160. We've got a whole hour to go here. Plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us on whatever's on your mind.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.